Put here how this material world is filled with the disease of envy, matsara. To be unable to appreciate the greatness of others materially or spiritually, to be uncomfortable at seeing the progress of others is a sign of envy. And this is a basic disease why we have come into this miserable material world, is because we are envious. And ultimately all envy is for the Supreme Lord. Because as Krishna explains in the Gita, that whatever good, whatever beautiful, whatever wonderful things we see in some person, we should know that it's a spark of Krishna's splendor. So since everything is coming from Krishna, if I am envious of anyone in any way, materially or spiritually, it is a sign of my diseased heart. Ridha Roga, this is the disease of the heart, that I am actually envious of Krishna. A person who is pure in heart, he becomes joyful upon seeing somebody more qualified. Like it is explained in the Bhagavatam, the story of Dhruva Maharaj. Narada Muni explains to Dhruva Maharaj that one should behave like this, that when one sees somebody more qualified than himself, he should feel very happy, and he should hear from him, should feel very delighted to meet such a person. And if somebody meets an equal person, he should develop friendship with him and exchange on equal terms. And if somebody is less qualified, should show mercy and try to help him. So this behavior is possible for a person who is non-envious. Envy is a basic disease of this material world, and it is only through this process of Naam Sankirtan that one can be freed from envy. By chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Here Srila Prabhupada is explaining specifically these two incidents of how Vishwamitra Muni, most of you know this story, how he was a great sage, performed austerities for so many thousands of years. But Indra was disturbed, thinking that my post is in danger. From Indra down to Indra Gopa, there is always anxiety in this material world, because one is not cognizant of the supreme control of Krishna. If one is cognizant that Krishna is in control, then one doesn't become anxious. But because one is thinking that I am the controller, that's why there is envy. Prabhupada explains that even among businessmen there is envy. There is envy also between rickshawalas, between two rickshawalas, between beggars also. Who is a better beggar? So Vishwamitra Muni's austerities, they provoked fear in the heart of Indra. Actually, being Indra is a very, not a very desirable position. Krishna teaches through Indra what we should not desire, what is actually not good for us. A person with some devotional inclination and at the same time some material desire is given the post of Indra. So Indra became very disturbed, and as all of you know how he sent Menaka, and just by the ankle bells of Menaka, Vishwamitra Muni was disturbed and he had an offspring. After that he realized his mistake and then again performed austerities. Next time it was Rambha, and this time he fell prey to anger. But on the other hand, we see Srila Haridas Thakur, he was also tested two times, once by a prostitute and once by the material energy personified, Maya Devi. But Haridas Thakur was not disturbed, because he had taken shelter of the holy name of Krishna. Devi esha gunamai mama maya duratyaya mame vaya prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. Krishna explains in the Gita that this material energy consisting of the three modes of nature is very difficult to overcome. It is in fact impossible. But only one who surrenders to me, he can overcome it. He may talk theoretically of the principle of non-enviousness, of being completely freed from anger and lust. But on a practical level, only one who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, he can remain undisturbed, dhira. Like Lord Shiva is also dhira. So Haridas Thakur, when the prostitute approached, he just told her that, "I have some rounds to finish and I will fulfill all your desire." And in the meanwhile, he kept on chanting, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare." This place is in Bangladesh. A few months back, Shri Radhanath Swami Maharaj and some of the devotees had gone there in Benapol. There is a tree under which Haridas Thakur was chanting, and the prostitute came. In fact, the first village immediately after crossing the boundary, as soon as you go to Bangladesh. This side of Bangladesh, India side, is called Haridaspur, and the other side is called Benapol. So, in the lecture there, Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was emphasizing the importance of developing Naam Ruchi, three principles of Vaishnava Seva, Jiva Doya, and Naam Ruchi. She was explaining how important it is that a devotee develops Ruchi, taste for the holy name. In fact, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that one who is cultivating attachment for the holy name of Krishna can truly be qualified to preach. True qualification is not based so much on academic understanding of the Shastra or ability to speak eloquently. These things are useful in Krishna's service. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that one who is cultivating taste for the holy name of Krishna, he can be a true preacher. And in the lecture there, Shripad Radhanath Maharaj was also elaborating on how Naam Ruchi is the essence of all spiritual life. Everything we do is ultimately to develop taste for the holy name. And it's both the means of protection against Maya, and it's also the means of giving Krishna consciousness to others. Ultimately, we can only give what we have. If we are a beggar, cannot be a donor. Of course, we are all beggars, but we should beg so much that we can donate from what we get. A preacher is a beggar. Preacher is one who is a good beggar. Preacher is one who prays to Guru that Ekaki Amara Nahi Paya Bala Harinama Sankirtane Tumi Kripakori Shraddha Bindu Diya Deho Krishna Namadhane. One is begging the spiritual master and the predecessor acharyas that I have no strength on my own. Because to chant the holy name is not a matter of simply moving the lips, but it's the mercy of the spiritual master and the mercy of the Goswamis, the previous acharyas, that gives one the ability to chant in a sincere way. Srila Prabhupada explained in the story of Dhruva Maharaj that if somebody is just sincere and serious, then he can go back to Godhead within one lifetime. He quotes his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that it is possible if somebody is sincere and serious that he can cultivate Krishna consciousness and go back to Godhead in one lifetime. So, a good preacher is one who is actually begging, especially during chanting, but all the time, begging for the mercy from the spiritual master. And he is in turn distributing that mercy. And that's why he can remain free from pride, because he knows that I am nothing. What am I? Just like if some big donor comes and he wants to distribute something, lakh rupees worth of prasad, and if he is bringing the prasad and I am simply distributing it, that doesn't make me proud, because I know I am just this one kind person has brought it and I am just a servant of the person who has brought it, servant of those who is taking it. So preacher is thinking like that this is just the holy name is the gift of my spiritual master, the greatest gift, and I am in turn just distributing. So this approach keeps one humble always, that I am simply a messenger. So this also can free oneself from envy. Just the chanting of the holy name can free one from envy. Otherwise, in spiritual circles also, happens all the time. It can happen in our society also, that because everybody is having different abilities and everybody is having different natures, and one is more successful than others, and the tendency is to be envious, and envy results in quarrel and ultimately breakdown of institutions also. But if one is actually cultivating a feeling of Trinanda Pisuni Chena, one will become joyful, hilarious to see that other is making more progress. Srila Prabhupada writes in one purport, a Vaishnava is one, when he sees that other is making more progress, he becomes very happy and he prays that, oh, I couldn't do this, but he is able to do it. And then he prays for the mercy of that person. If you see somebody more qualified, we should within our hearts be worshipping the lotus feet of that person and praying for his mercy so that I can also follow in his footsteps and I can also chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, I would like to discuss one pastime from Lord Chaitanya's Leela, where how devotees feel great happiness when they see other devotees being recognized and praised by the Lord Himself. The nature of the Lord is to praise His devotee. Sometimes when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would praise Haridas Thakur, he would speak as if he had got five mouths. Sometimes when he would praise Murari Gupta also, he would praise as if he had five mouths. And the Lord shows by His example how one should praise. In fact, even if you feel envious of some person, I'm sure we all, most of us do, who are not Mahabhagavats, so we should glorify that person. Because by glorifying, we become freed from the envious mentality. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that Brahman in Kuliya, a Brahman approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that I have offended the devotees, I have criticized, so what is the remedy? So Lord explained that with that same mouth by which you are criticizing the devotee, with that same mouth you should glorify the devotees. So glorification of devotees, both of previous pastimes and of present in our movement, results in purification of heart. And I would like to make this attempt for my own purification. This is from the Antya Leela, during the time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was residing in Jagannath Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, during the Rath Yatra, he would recite a particular verse, and nobody knew why he was chanting that particular verse. And that particular verse, it sounded like as if it was about mundane lovers meeting each other or aspiring to meet each other, like romantic affairs. So only Sarup Damodar Goswami knew the purpose of the verse. So Rupa Goswami, because he was very dear to the Lord, he could also understand the intention of the Lord. And hearing the verse composed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also composed a verse. So the verse which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sing goes like this. That very personality who stole my heart during my youth is now again my master. These are the same moonlit nights of the month of Chaitra. The same fragrance of Malati flowers is there, and the same sweet breezes are blowing from the Kadamba forest. In our intimate relationship, I am the same lover, yet still my mind is not happy here. I am eager to go back to that place on the bank of the river under the Vetasi tree. This is my desire. So hearing this verse, Sri Chaitanya Sri Rupa Goswami, understanding the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he composed another verse. My dear friend, now I have met my very old and dear friend Krishna on this field of Kurukshetra. I am the same Radharani, and now we are meeting together. It is very pleasant, but I would like to go to the bank of the Jamuna beneath the trees of the forest there. I wish to hear the vibration of his sweet flute playing the fifth note within the forest of Vrindavan. So this refers to that historical incident when the gopis met Krishna after 100 years of separation at Kurukshetra during the solar eclipse. Srimati Radharani was very happy to meet Krishna. At the same time, not so happy to see Krishna in the mood of a prince or a king. She wanted to welcome Krishna back to the groves of Vrindavan near the Jamuna. So Rupa Goswami wrote this verse on a palm leaf and he kept it on a thatched roof and he went to take bath in the ocean. At that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he took out that verse and started reading it. As soon as he read it, he was so happy to see how Rupa Goswami could understand his innermost heart. At that very time, Rupa Goswami returned, having finished bathing in the sea. And having darshan of the Lord, Rupa Goswami offered obeisances. Prabhu tare chapad mari kahite lagila. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mildly slapped him and then started speaking as follows. He said, Guda mora ridaye tumi janila ke mone. Guda, how did you understand my confidential heart? And in saying like this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Rupa Goswami. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took this verse and he showed it to all the devotees, specifically to Swarup Damodar Goswami. And he asked him, how could Rupa Goswami understand my heart? And Swarup Damodar replied, Swarupa kahe jani kripya kuriya che apani. It is because you have bestowed your causeless mercy upon him, so he could understand your heart. No one could understand this meaning. I can therefore understand that you have bestowed your causeless mercy. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, yes, knowing him to be a suitable person, I naturally bestowed my mercy upon him. I thereupon bestowed my transcendental potency. Now you also give him instructions and instruct him in transcendental mellows, which was Swarup Damodar's preaching. There is a similar incident in the life of Srila Prabhupada, when Srila Prabhupada, in his Vyaspuja offering to his spiritual master, wrote that famous poetry, Absolute is sentient, thou hast proved, impersonal calamity thou hast removed. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was so pleased, he told all the disciples that whatever Srila Prabhupada writes, it should be printed. Because Prabhupada could understand the heart of his spiritual master. One is very advanced, having received the mercy of the spiritual master, can understand the heart of his spiritual master. Similarly, one who is pure in heart can ultimately understand the heart of Krishna. Just like Srila Prabhupada, oftentimes while translating the Gita and the Bhagavat, he would tell his disciples that although from a pedagogical point of view, from the Sanskrit point of view, the meaning may be different, but I am giving this meaning because this is what Krishna wants. The Sanskrit scholars will criticize, but this is what Krishna wants. So only a pure devotee can understand the heart of Krishna, not simply by academic knowledge of the verses. So after this, one day when Rupa Goswami was writing his book, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared and he saw the handwriting of Rupa Goswami and he was very pleased. He immediately commented that this writing is like a row of pearls. And while reading the manuscript, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw a verse on that page. And as soon as he read this verse, he was pleased in ecstatic love. This is a very famous verse of the glorification of the holy name of Krishna. I do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced. When the holy name of Krishna is chanted, it appears to dance within the mouth. We then desire many, many mouths. When that name enters the holes of the ear, we desire many, many millions of ears. And when the holy name dances in the courtyard of the heart, it conquers the activities of the mind and thereafter the senses become inert. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is what our aspiration is, to get a drop of this taste which Rupa Goswami is explaining. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted this verse. Haridas Thakur, upon hearing this vibration, became jubilant and he started dancing. Now Haridas Thakur is Namacharya. And in this material world, when you are an authority in some field, and if somebody else does something better than you, you don't feel so happy. But Haridas Thakur was so happy, he started dancing. And he started praising him. He said, one has to learn about the beauty and transcendental position of the holy name of the Lord from the revealed scriptures, from the mouth of the devotees. Nowhere else can we hear of the sweetness of the Lord's holy name. This is also a very important practice. Last year I was in Govardhan for a few days. His Holiness Niranjan Maharaj was giving some treatment and I asked him some instruction on how to chant properly. And one of the things he said that what he does is that before beginning chanting to recite some verses glorifying the holy name so that one's purpose in chanting is established. so that one knows that actually I'm approaching someone who is so glorious, not some combination of syllables of Sanskrit. And His Grace Purnachandra Prabhu also in some classes of Holy Name was explaining, one devotee, before beginning chanting, he prays for 40 minutes, just offers prayers to the Holy Name. Just like when you go to the deity room, before entering the deity room, we are offering prayers. Of course, our budget is so tight that usually we cannot do that. But at least it's good after every round to contemplate. And one devotee was also explaining that after every round he chants one of the verses of the Shikshashtaka man, meditates on the verses. So that gives up, it breaks the mechanical tendency which is inherent within this material world. So Haridas Thakur was very pleased, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Haridas Thakur and Rupa Goswami, and he left for noontime duties. Then the next day, after visiting the temple of Lord Jagannath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar. And they all went together to Srila Rupa Goswami. And on the way, the Lord greatly praised his qualities. So, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited these two important verses, the two important verses are the verse on the Holy Name and the verse about the Kurukshetra verse. The Lord felt great pleasure as if he had five mouths. He began to praise his devotee. And why he was praising Rupa Goswami, Kaviraj Goswami explains, just to examine Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya and Ramananda Rai, the Lord began to praise the transcendental qualities of Rupa Goswami before them. Characteristically, the Supreme Lord does not take seriously an offense committed by a pure devotee, and the Lord accepts even a small service which is rendered by a devotee, and to the extent that he gives himself, what to speak of other benediction. When Haridas Thakur and Rupa Goswami saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming with all his devotees, they fell down like logs and offered obeisances. Now, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, Ramananda Rai were much senior to Rupa Goswami in etiquette. Yet, when they heard the glorification of Rupa Goswami, they felt great pleasure. It is natural for us to feel great pleasure when somebody who is like the spiritual master is glorified, Prabhupada is glorified, we feel great pleasure. But to feel pleasure when somebody who is much junior to you is glorified, that is a sign of nirmatsar. That is a qualification for understanding Bhagavatam. Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting with all his devotees, and the Lord, Rupa Goswami and Haridas Thakur sat at the foot of the elevated devotee. After, although everybody asked them, please come, sit on the higher level, but they did not want to do so. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Rupa Goswami to read the verse which he had read before, Rupa Goswami, because of great shyness, he did not read it, but he was silent. And Swarup Damodar read that verse. When Ramananda Rai and Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya heard this verse, they said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, without your special mercy, how could this Rupa Goswami have understood your mind? Had you not previously bestowed your mercy on him, it would not have been possible for him to express your internal feelings. And Srila Prabhupada comments on this, Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Supadantikam. When will Srila Rupa Goswami, who has established within this material world the mission to fulfill the desire of Lord Chaitanya, give me shelter? Prabhupada explains that the special function of Rupa Goswami is to establish the feelings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this material world. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feelings are Prithvite Achejat Nagaradigram Sarvatra Prachar Hoibimoranam. That in every town and village there will be the chanting of the Holy Name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Mahaprabhu again asked Rupa Goswami, please recite. And Rupa Goswami was hesitant. And after repeated request, Rupa Goswami read that verse which is about the Holy Name. And when all the devotees heard this verse, they were so much struck with wonder. Everyone admitted that we have heard so many glorification of the holy names, but nothing like this sweet description of Rupa Goswami. Then Ramananda Rai asked him about a drama which he is writing. Swarup Damodar explained, because Rupa Goswami was hesitant to explain his own writing. He didn't want to receive any glorification. So Swarup Damodar, on behalf of Rupa Goswami, explained that he wanted to write a drama composing of the two of the pastimes of the Lord, both Vrindavan and Dwarka. And then later on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised him that he should divide it into two parts, the Vidagdha Madhava and the Lalita Madhava. So Ramanand Rai then asked Rupa Goswami to recite the introductory verse about the drama, and Rupa Goswami, he read this verse. May the pastimes of Shri Krishna reduce the miseries existing in the material world and nullify all unwanted desire. The pastimes of the Supreme Lord are like shikharani, a blend of yogurt and sugar candy. They overpower the pride of even nectar produced on moon, for they distribute the sweet fragrance of the concentrated loving affairs of Radha and Krishna. Ramanand Rai then said, please recite the glories of your worshipable deity. Now worshipable deity means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Rupa Goswami was hesitant because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally present there. But the Lord himself said, Rupa Goswami, why are you embarrassed? You should recite it so that all the devotees can relish the fruit of your writing. So Rupa Goswami recited this verse, which everybody liked very much, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disapproved of it because he said it was exaggeration. It's a famous verse, Anarpita Charim Chirat Karuna Avatare Kalo Samarpitam Unatva Jvalo Rasam Sabhakti Shriyam Hari Purata Sundara Dyuti Kadamba Sandipita Sadaridaya Kandara Spurato Sachitana. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Shashi Devi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost core of your heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he has descended in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before, the most elevated mellow of devotional service, of conjugal love. All the devotees were so much appreciative of this verse that they expressed their gratitude to Rupa Goswami for his transcendental recitation. I'll conclude with one more verse, which is having heard these verses recited by Rupa Goswami, Ramanand Rai said, your poetic expressions are like continuous shower of nectar. Now please recite the verse, introductory verse of the next drama. And Rupa Goswami replied, in your presence, which is like a brilliant sunshine, I am insignificant like a glowworm. So although Rupa Goswami was being praised, that praise was making him more and more humble. That is the nature of pure devotees. When they hear themselves praised, that makes them more feel grateful towards the spiritual master and the Supreme Lord. They feel ashamed to hear themselves glorified. It's a very difficult quality which we should all beg to attain. And Raman Rupa Goswami said, it is impudent for me to even open my mouth in front of you. And then Rupa Goswami, he began to recite, the moon-like Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Mother Shachi, has now appeared on earth to spread devotional love of himself. He is the emperor of the Brahman community. He can drive away all the darkness of ignorance and control the mind of everyone. May that rising moon bestow upon us all good fortune. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also happy, but inwardly and externally he spoke as if he was angry. He said, Kaha tomara Krishna rasa kavya sudha sindhu taramade mithya kena stuti chara bindu. That your descriptions, they are like mellows, they are like an ocean of nectar because they are about Krishna. But in that you have put a false prayer about me. It is like putting a drop of detestable alkali. And Ramanand Rai replied, no Lord, it is not alkali, it is a particle of camphor that has been put into nectar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Ramanand Rai, you are becoming very happy after hearing all this description, but I am feeling ashamed because people in general will joke about this verse, that how can I hear my own glorification. Ramanand Rai said, no, instead of joking, people will feel great pleasure in hearing such poetry, for the initial remembrance of the worshipable deity invokes good fortune. Yeah, so this goes on. And there's one more thing which was related to today's verse about Indra. As you all know, Indra was also envious of the Supreme Lord when the Govardhan Puja was performed. And during that time, Indra, he sent Samvartaka clouds to destroy all the residents of Braja. This is the extent to which an envy can influence a person, that even a devotee like Indra, no ordinary devotee can be Indra. It's definitely a very exalted post. But even such a person, it goes to the extent of killing the trying to kill the associates of the Supreme Lord just because of envy. So there is a story of how even the accusations of Indra are seen as poetry, glorification of the Supreme Lord. And this is also discussed in Chaitanya Charitamrita in the Antya Leela. This was when a Brahmana, he was inducing Bhagavan Acharya to hear a drama. And many devotees, they joined. He had written a drama. And Bhagavan Acharya and all the devotees, they heard this drama, which was written by a Brahman from Bengal. And all the Vaishnavas praised and said, very good drama. Everybody liked it. And they took it to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should hear this drama. But the etiquette was that anything, any poetry or any composition which was to be presented before the Lord was to be screened by Srila Sarup Damodar Goswami. If it was passed by Sarup Damodar Goswami, then it could be presented for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to hear. So, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not like rasa bhas, overlapping of transcendental mellows, and he would become very angry. So, that is why this was the etiquette established by the Lord Himself. So, Bhagavan Acharya, he went to Sarup Damodar Goswami and said, a good Brahman has come and he has composed a nice drama which is about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and I would like that you should hear it, and if you find it suitable, you can please present it to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Sarup Damodar Goswami replied, my dear Bhagavan Acharya, you are a very liberal person. You are a coward boy. And sometimes the desire awakens within you to hear any kind of poetry. So, a so-called poet who has no knowledge of transcendental mellows cannot cross the ocean of the conclusion of devotional service. So Damodar, in fact, expressed his unwillingness to hear it. But Bhagavan Acharya said, no, please hear it. If you hear it, you can decide whether it's good or not. So 2 or 3 days continuously there was pestering that please hear it. And finally Sarup Damodar said, all right, bring the Brahman here. And the Brahman recited this verse. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has assumed a golden complexion and has become the soul of the body named Lord Jagannath, whose blooming lotus eyes are widely expanded. Thus he has appeared in Jagannath Puri and brought dull matter to life. This is comparing Lord Jagannath to dull matter and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to a Jivatma. May that Lord Chaitanya bestow all good fortune upon you. Everybody heard this verse. They all glorified the poet. Imagine, this is the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also could not see through this fallacy. And when Sarup Damodar said, please explain this verse, the poet replied, Lord Jagannath is a most beautiful body and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the owner of that body, like Kshetra and Kshetragya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared in Nilachal to spiritualize the entire dull material world. Everybody was happy, but Sarup Damodar became greatly angry. And he said, Are Murkha, Apane Re Kaila Sarvanash. You are a fool. You have brought ill fortune upon yourself. You have offended the both Lord Jagannath Dev and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and you have no faith in them. First of all, Lord Jagannath is completely spiritual, full of transcendental bliss, and you have compared Lord Jagannath to dull, destructible body composed of the external energy of the Lord. And secondly, the Supreme Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is full of all 6 opulences, and you are comparing him to a spark, the Jivatma. Sarup Damodar continued, because you have committed offense to Lord Jagannath and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you will attain a hellish destination. You do not know how to describe the absolute truth, but nonetheless you have tried to do so. Therefore, you must be condemned. You are in a complete illusion, for you have distinguished between the body and soul of the Lord, Jagannath or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is a great offense. Prabhupada takes the opportunity here to smash the Mayavadis, who say that there is a difference between the Lord's body and the soul. They consider the Lord's form to be Maya. At no time there is a distinction between the body and the soul of the Lord. His personal identity and body are all made of spiritual energy. There is no distinction between the two. When the members of the assembly heard this, they said, yes, Sarup Damodar has spoken the truth. This Brahman from Bengal has committed an offense by comparing Lord Jagannath to dull matter. And when the Bengali poet heard this chastisement, he was ashamed, fearful and astonished. He felt like a duck in a society of white swans and did not speak anything more. Seeing the poet's unhappiness, Swarup Damodar Goswami advised him so that he could derive some benefit. Swarup Damodar told that poet, if you want to understand Srimad Bhagavat, you should approach a self-realized Vaishnava and hear from him. This is a very famous verse. Jaha Bhagavat Pade Vaishnavera Sthane Ekanta Ashre Kare Chaitanya Charan. You should hear Bhagavat from a self-realized soul. Prabhupada takes his opportunity to smash the professional Bhagavat reciters who make it a business to recite Bhagavatam for some dakshina and thereby maintain their livelihood. You can do this when you have completely taken shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Associate regularly with the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for this will help you understand the waves of devotional service. If you follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then you will be able to write about Krishna. And then, just to pacify him, Swarup Damodar Goswami explained that you have composed something irregular, something which is incorrect. However, the goddess of learning, Saraswati, has used your words to offer her prayers to the Lord. Sometimes demons and even Indra, they chastise Lord Krishna. But Mother Saraswati, taking advantage of their words, offers prayers to Lord Krishna. And he quoted that verse from the Indra, where Indra is calling Lord Krishna as Vachalam Balisham Stabdam Agyam Pandita Maninam Krishnam Martyam Upashritya Gopame Chakrut Apriyam. Basically, it's blasphemy, where he is saying that this child Krishna is talkative, he is childish, he is impudent, and he thinks himself to be a very learned Pandita Manina, and the cowherd boys, they have obeyed him and stopped my puja. So Indra, he spoke like this, like a madman, because he has lost his intelligence because of pride. But Saraswati was actually using these verses of Indra to glorify Krishna. The word Vachala, Indra is trying to mean talkative. But another meaning of Vachala is a person who can speak according to Vedic authority. So Krishna is Vachala. Balisha also means innocent. So Krishna by nature is innocent. Krishna spoke the Vedic knowledge, yet he is prideless. And he called Krishna Annamra, means impudent, or one who does not offer respects to others. But another meaning of that is that one, when there is nobody else to receive one's obeisances, then he is called Anamra. Krishna is so great, whom he will offer obeisances. He is the Supreme Lord. Similarly, he called him Stabda. That is the meaning of Stabda. And he called him Agya. Agya means there is nothing which is unknown to Krishna. So that's why he is Agya, means actually he knows everything. Pandita Manina, another meaning is that even learned people honor Krishna. And he is calling Krishna Martya, that Krishna appears like ordinary human being, but he is not so. Just like demon Jarasandha also, he called Krishna Naradhama, the lowest of human beings. I shall not fight for you because you are the killer of your own relatives. Purushadhama, another meaning of Purushadhama means, he to whom all men are Adhama. That means he is Purushottama. Everybody is Adhama to him, so he is Purushottama. Like that. And Saraswati Mata in this way was glorifying the Lord. Even Shishupal also would blaspheme the Lord, but the goddess of Saraswati offered her prayers to Krishna by her words. So in this way, he is explaining that although you have made a mistake, but in another sense it's not a mistake. There is no difference between Lord Jagannath and Krishna. But here Jagannath is fixed as the absolute person. Therefore he does not move. So Lord Chaitanya and Lord Jagannath, they are one and the same. They are both Krishna. And they have both come to deliver people. One is delivering people by remaining fixed and Nilachal as Lord Jagannath. But not all people can come to Jagannath Puri. Therefore Lord Chaitanya is Lord Jagannath who has come. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Deshe Deshe Jai Sabha Loka Nistarila Jangam Brahma Hai. He is the Jangam Brahma. That means the Brahman which is moving and is delivering all people by the chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. When Swarup Damodar explained in this way, this Bengali poet understood his mistake He offered obeisances to all the devotees with a straw between his teeth and begged forgiveness, and he was delivered. Any questions or comments? Pray for the mercy of all the devotees to be freed from envy. Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.